Beloved radio friends, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, we heartily welcome you to the ministry of His precious Word. We count it a privilege, we count it a responsibility, both to the Lord above and to our friends who listen, to be faithful to minister the Word of God and seek to bring before your heart, your conscience, and your soul the infallible record of the words of our beloved Savior. We are particularly taking up what is called the Mount Olivet Discourse, properly called that, given by the Lord Jesus Himself upon the Mount of Olives, following His rejection by the nation, and before His crucifixion and His ascension back into heaven. But in those solemn words that are recorded by the divine Spirit of God, Matthew 24, Matthew 25, 'tis the blessed Lord Jesus, knowing of His rejection, being consummated by the nation, by the people, and by the world. He tells what will be in the future. We have noted that the disciples come to Him as He had revealed to them that He would be coming back again after His departure. They question Him regarding the signs that would be the indication of His second coming. We have noted already that He has warned them in verses 4, 5, and 6 to be careful, to be on their guard. Many false prophets, many false Christs, many who would claim to be the Messiah would appear and would be deceiving many. My beloved, I would say very solemnly and earnestly and sadly, truly there are many today that are being deceived by false religious leaders who are not, according to the Word of God, faithful to the truth of God, and some of them imposing themselves and proposing themselves to be even the Christ of God Himself. We also found the disciples being warned, and you and I should take heed to it now, of wars and of rumors of wars. And yet, these things would go on before His coming. But now we go to verses 7 and 8 and read the continued words of the Lord Jesus. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Please may I meditate with you carefully and prayerfully upon these words of the Lord Jesus. Nations shall rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom. May I point out to you the obvious meaning of these words? Not merely that one nation will be fighting against another nation alone, but there will be the rising up within nations of rebellion to overthrow what may be the government of the nation in that time. Are we not seeing some of that today? Do we not find it as we look down to the south of us, in the South American nations, the Central American nations particularly? How we find it manifesting not only here, but even in other nations of the world. There is rebellion against the authority of the regime that may be in power over the people. And there is a succession of governments taking place one after another. My beloved, does it not almost seem as though we're living in the very days of which our Lord Jesus was foretelling? My beloved, may I say the unrest and the chaos of nations is really manifested today. And we can say this is a universal fact. May I suggest to you what the Lord implies? Universal chaos among the nations. Let me repeat it. Universal chaos among nations. Beloved, how evident that seems to be in our day right now. But yet, may I say, that's not the end. But may I go even further? The Lord Jesus not only declared there will be universal chaos among the nations, but He says there will be universal catastrophes of nature in the world. Please let me read His words. There shall be famines. There shall be pestilences. There shall be earthquakes. Not in one place, but in various places. Think the words through, if you please. there shall be famines. My beloved, have we not been facing for many years now, and in recent years particularly, the existence of terrible famines? When millions have died because of the lack of food? How evident it is that the Lord Jesus foretold of this, and you and I are upon the very horizon of seeing the fulfillment of it. And then what shall we say of the pestilences, the diseases that are prevailing universally in the world and even in our own land today? Pestilences, meaning diseases, that which is a catastrophe to the human body. My beloved, may I say, and I say it upon the authority of the Word of God, that the root of all these things that is coming upon the world, and to culminate with great power and visitation of divine judgment, the great root of it all is S-I-N, sin. My beloved, may I declare, there are many diseases in the world today that are actually the result of immorality and impetuous sexuality. All the desire of men today and the passions of the life have even produced diseases that are alarming in their greatness. My beloved, please let me stay. Let me quote the words of Paul, the beloved apostle Paul, as he wrote them to the Galatians. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And be I go on record as saying, many of the present day diseases that we are reaping are the result and the sowing of the seeds of sin. And whatever a man reaps, whatever a nation reaps, that will it or he sow. And then earthquakes? My beloved, please, you that have kept any measure of track, any measure of the record of earthquakes in the late years, will have to confess the abundance of earthquakes has been excessively great in contrast to previous centuries in human history. Now, why all this? My beloved, look, if you've got any baptism of common sense to observe what is taking place in the world, realize without question of doubt the Lord Jesus foretold it. He foretold it. But I want you to note the added words that we find him saying in verse 8. All these are the beginning of sorrows. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Beloved, look, I don't know whether you and I could perhaps even say we are looking at the beginning even today. Though I'm confident things will become worse according to the promise of the Word of God in its future prophecy. But here's the Lord Jesus saying, this is not the end. Now let me raise a question. My beloved listener, my beloved, and I trust that you're interested, if you've got any deep interest in this subject, do you really think it's going to get worse or not? Do you sometimes think, as I sometimes do, how can it ever become worse? Now, may I state, I want to make it very clear as we look at this particular subject that is before us. Please remember, the rapture is not mentioned in this scripture, nor in the whole discourse. It was a later revelation introduced by the Lord Jesus, which you can read in John 14, verse 1 through 3. Later detailed by the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Therefore, 'tis my candid opinion and conviction that the rapture will come before these events in their consummation that we are looking at will take place. For the rapture is the blessed hope of the church. But the Lord mentions definitely that wars, that earthquakes, that famines and pestilences and many other forms of visitation and sicknesses and evils, persecution and increasing iniquity and so on is coming to the world before he returns to the earth again. May I say gratefully, with thanksgiving, my heart rests upon that blessed hope which the Lord Jesus has given and promised to the believers in the Savior today, comprising the body of Christ, which is the church, that he will save us and deliver us and take us out of this world before that great and terrible day of the Lord with its judgments and tragic conditions upon the earth will be finalized. Now I raise the question, my friend, do you have this blessed hope? Are you saved? For may I say very, very gratefully, my soul is resting, and let me point out the words, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. And because of that blessed salvation I have in Christ, upon Christ and through Christ alone, I am looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God our Savior, Jesus Christ, waiting for him to come before these terrible climactic conditions will come to the fore. Please, my friend, I plead with you. Jesus is coming again. Be ready to meet him. Saved by his grace through faith in his finished work. Shall we pray? Beloved and blessed Father, in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, through the merit of his precious blood we beseech thee, open the eyes and the hearts and the consciences of unsaved dear ones to come to Christ while they may, before it could ever be too late. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.